possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan on this manic Monday. Baltimore and in Boston, where I am right now until tomorrow. Should be a good series. Two-game series, brief series. Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL games live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. This rotation going to get crowded soon, and that's the good news. The good news is that. The bad news is somebody's going to be the odd man out. Now, going into Sunday's game, I would have told you the odd man out, that's easy. That's going to be Brandon Young. Oh, I'm sorry, Friday's game. And coming out of Friday's game, I would tell you the same. It's going to be Brandon Young. But some believe that Brandon Young's performance on Friday may have caused allowed him a legitimate competition for that role in the rotation.
Yeah. And are we saying no?
Because, I'm saying no.
But given this, the state, I mean, the only reason I question that is we still don't know who's going to be in the rotation because the injuries are still lingering. You got a lot of guys who are still out and don't know, even upon return, if they're going to be able to pitch well. So why would we discount him right off the bat?
I'm saying when the rotation is set. No, I discount him because he's number one, let's go from the back end. Mm-hmm. Kay Povich's body of work is better than his, period. Kay Povich's ceiling is higher than his. So he's not, I don't think he's going to, I think the competition is going to be with Kay Povich. No,
okay.
He's not going to compete with Kramer. He's not going to compete with Rogers. He's not going to compete with Bradish. And you have the combination next year moving forward, you're either going to have Grayson Rodriguez or a free agent. You know what I mean? A lot of people speculate that they could possibly re-sign Zach Eflin, but we don't know what kind of injury, what kind of recovery from his surgery is going
right.
to be. I believe there'll be a free agent in the mix somewhere. I do. And if they bring a free agent in, I don't think they're going to bring a free agent that's competing with Brandon Young. I think Brandon Young's competition would be Cade Povich. I don't think his body of work is as good as Povich's.
Okay. All right. And Povich has, I think, a bigger body of work, too.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
You know, it just, we've seen guys throw, I think Brandon Young is better than the stats leading into that perfect, that near perfect mm-hmm. game. I've always thought that. However, we've seen guys throw no-hitters, throw perfect games or near perfect games. I saw that in Detroit several years ago, and we heard nothing else from them. You can't go, just like you can't go by one bad start, you can't go by one great start as well.
No, you can't, for sure.
And I just went, just looking at him, the eye test tells me, I mean, Povich sometimes is just filthy. I mean, his ability, I think he's a middle of the rotation type starter. And at least the best case scenario, I don't think he's an upper top of the rotation starter. I think he's a middle rotation starter. Mm-hmm. And sometimes he shows us the ability to really just miss bats. I think the Orioles still, like everybody else in baseball, covered people who miss bats. Povich is that guy.
I think you're right. I think as much as people try to discount it, you know, like, oh, you know, like, it's not that important. Yeah, it is. Yeah. You know, it's all these pitch-to-contact guys. That's great until it's not. Yeah. I just like guys that miss bats. I like watching guys strike people out. I think it's, you know, it's something that's – and I think it's something the Orioles seek. Because it seems like they like guys like that too.
Yeah. And you talk about missing bats. He threw five innings on Saturday. He struck mm-hmm. out 10 in five innings. he's a pitcher that has more strikeouts than innings pitched. You want a definition of a strikeout pitcher? At least have as many strikeouts as innings pitched. Yes. He has more.
Yeah.
And he has 81 in the third innings pitched, 90 strikeouts. That's what you want in your rotation. You saw, what's the guy named? Dietrich Enns came in the game, extra innings, runner on second base. No outs. You know the extra inning rule, the ghost runner.
Yeah.
His ability to miss bats is what got the Orioles out of that jam in the 11th inning. If you can't miss bats and you're pitching a contact, a guy can get his bat on the ball, hit it to the right side. Now you have a runner on third with one out. You know, the winning run is there for the home team. But you have to be able to miss some bats to put teams in a bad situation. I think Brandon Young, and you're right. The one thing we got to keep in mind is there are going to be injuries. So for those of you like, well, what are you going to have him around for? He's not going to be in the rotation because there are going to be injuries. Everybody has injuries. You know, not just the historic season that the Orioles have had for injuries this year, but everybody has injuries. It's always good to have seven starters instead of five.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I mean, it's just a fact of life. It's nothing. No knock on, you know, what's happened to this team this year, but it's just, if you're going to be practical, injuries are they're part of every sport. It's not just here. It's not just Baltimore. It's not just baseball.
You asked Mike Bordick, and I love the question. You said, this rotation, where'd that come from? And I agree with you. Where it came from was when Trevor Rogers was traded here from Miami last year, he was horrible. We thought, man, that's the worst trade ever. How do you give up Kyle Stowers for this guy?
Yeah.
And then he became that guy that he was a couple of years ago in Miami. Dean Kramer, we knew Dean Kramer was durable, but we didn't know Dean Kramer was this good. That happened. Cade Povich showed flashes last year, but this year now he's showing legitimate signs.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what happened in this rotation. Guys continue to develop and get better, and now all of a sudden you have a legitimate rotation.
I think you're right, because it looks like, you know, you heard Bordy. It's an amazing, the best rotation in baseball right now. And that's not an exaggeration, because look at what they've done. Just look at it. Like, I mean, look at the pitching you got. Look at the pitching you got in this series. I mean, it's been awesome. So it's something that I think people should be excited about. I know I am. It's just like, I don't know. It looks so different than it did a couple of months ago, where, you know, you have a good outing, then you get blown up, then you have another good outing, you get blown up. This is like different. This is totally different. It really is. It's just like, this is awesome looking. You got guys that are dominating a good team, professional Major League Baseball teams, and that's what we're seeing now, where you go out and you give up zero runs. Zero. Very few hits. Almost a perfect game. I mean, that's what's happening. So it's very cool to watch.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Vinny Serrato will join us in studio. Join Ed in studio at 9:30. But on the other side, Ravens preseason game number 2 in the books. Isaac, Rush, Kirkwood. Some names that you don't talk about much, but who impressed more? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Ed Norris in Baltimore, Rob Long in Boston. Ed, you heard Ryan Mink say a little earlier on the show, not many positions to go for This is like backup, who's going to make the roster. That's what happens when you have a team that's the best in the NFL in the regular season for the past 2 years, and you could argue three out of the last 5 years.
Yeah, you certainly can, yeah. I'd say, I've looked around, and I'm trying to find a better roster. I know people always point to the same places, but I don't see it, man. I think this is the best there is, because it's really hard to find anybody with a better one. And any weaknesses here? I mean, unless you've got something I don't, but I don't see it.
Like I told you before, the only weakness in this team is January. That's it. That's the only weakness I can think of on this team. The only thing they haven't done, one was January. Now, you're looking at some of the performances from the preseason, and we know, we get it. Not a lot you can tell from the preseason. If you know football, you go beyond stats. You start looking at presence and some of the things that happen. Adisa Isaac, not big on the stats. Kirkwood, you know, I think what he had, one target, one catch, for a touchdown, Keith Kirkwood. Or Cooper Rush. Who impressed you the most? Cooper Rush also had two turnovers.
Right.
Who impressed you the most?
Between who? Cooper Rush and
those three.
Oh.
Because they're ultimately playing for backup roles, or you could argue in Kirkwood's situation whether or not he'll even make the team at all.
Yeah. Oh, man. I know you're going to make – I think Cooper Rush actually made a good outing, because I was listening to the overnight show, and they were talking about backups from every other team, and they sided the Cowboys as just being a dumpster fire right now, and then Cooper Rush being gone – I just feel confident. Like, he's not going to carry the team to a Super Bowl. But if something happened with Lamar, like, you know, twists his ankle, he's out for the, he gets the flu or something, and he's got to miss a week or two, I feel really confident Cooper Rush can win games for us. So, I mean, that's who I'm going to go with right now.
Cooper Rush as well. I like Adisa Isaac, and I know we're going to have Vinny on in a 9 o'clock spot. I like his presence. He's around the ball a lot, even when he's not making tackles. But I agree with you. Cooper Rush, even with the two interceptions, I think he – I don't know whether he'll win games, but I think he's good enough not to lose games. If the team around him can play well and you have him for two or three games, I think you'll be fine. Now, in the postseason, we all know quarterbacks have to win games. I don't think he's that guy. But, you know, if Lamar gets, you know, stumps the toe or twists an ankle, he's out for a couple of weeks – I feel better with Cooper Rush than I have any backup quarterback in Lamar's era.
You say it again?
I feel better with Cooper Rush than I did with any backup quarterback Lamar's era.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I actually feel better with him as a backup than I can remember on this team. Honestly, I just feel like he's the best backup we've had in my memory. Because we've had some real, you know, maybe Tyrod.
That's what I'm about to say. Tyrod Taylor was my favorite.
Tyrod was probably my favorite. Yeah, I give it that.
And I think his body of work after he left proves that.
Well, yeah, that's true, because he's actually started for teams since then.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, yeah, definitely. But Cooper Rush has too. I mean, but I think Tyrod, he was my favorite for sure. But now he's my favorite. I'll say he's my favorite since then. And I have the most confidence since that time with him. So, yeah.
I would almost be willing to say, if you compare Cooper Rush and Tyrod Taylor, you would almost be splitting hairs. I feel equally as confident with either one of them. I don't think either one of them are franchise guys, but I think in the right situation, they won't lose games for you.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, and that's – I hate saying that, because I know what you're saying, but it does – I don't know. Because it makes him – I feel like I'm diminishing his ability to win, because he did win a bunch of games with the Cowboys. You know, and people say, well, the other guy, look, the quarterback gets the blame when they lose, and he should get the credit when they win. He led them to some wins. So to say he's not going to lose games to him, I don't know. I mean, he can win some games. So he's, look, there is no other Lamar Jackson in the league. And, you know, he's not in the category with any of those guys. And that would Burrow or Allen or certainly not. But I like having him on the roster just in case. So I'm not going to dog him.
I'm not dogging him.
Yep.
I watched him. He didn't lose.
Right.
Yeah, he's not a guy that I would give the ball to and say, go out there and win the game. He's not a guy that I want with under 2 minutes left, one timeout, got to go the length of the field. I don't want him in that situation.
Yeah.
I don't, because that's when you have to go out and win a game. I want him in a situation where the running game is working well. You can keep the defense off balance by throwing when you don't with untraditional passing downs, which if they exist in the NFL anymore. Mm-hmm. I want him in that situation. I don't want him in third and long. You know, I don't want him when we're behind and we have to, the offense has to rally. I don't want him in, I want him in the situations where the weather's good, so to speak.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, 410. That's fair. Yeah.
410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I still say this, though. Devin Leary?
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
No, he's not. He's not an NFL quarterback. He's not. So that's, again, why I'm glad we have Cooper Rush. Because could you imagine if you had to rely on Devin Leary?
Please don't. Please don't do that.
Mm-mm. Can't do it, seriously.
Why would you take me there? I don't want to go there.
That's
a place I don't want to go. Because I look at him and I think, oh, my gosh, are you kidding me? Is this who? No. But, you know, that's not, to me, that's not an indictment on the Ravens' ability to pick up talent. That's an indictment on the state of quarterback in the National Football
League. Yeah, I think it is. And I think that's fair because, I mean, you look around the league, even starting quarterbacks are wanting in certain organizations. It's not just the, you know, the backups. There are certain teams that say their starters are wanting. You just don't know. I mean, and I feel, well, the New York teams, for instance, like you kind of know who's going to start, I think, but are they? Are the Giants going to start Dart? They're going to start, you know, Russell Wilson? It's not the same as the luxury that the elite teams have where, you know, we're lucky and a handful of other teams are, but it's not everybody.
And let's be honest with you, whether they start Dart or Russell Wilson, you can almost say, doesn't matter. They're just not good.
They're not good. They're not good.
Yeah. You can't blame the fortunes of that team on either one of those quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Period. Ben Hall's encore at 9:45. He's sitting in for Joe LaCroix this week. But on the other side, our resident football general manager, Vinny Serrato, joins us up next to talk football and more.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Ravens training camp coverage on the Fan is brought to you by Geico. Switch and save. Get more with Geico. Joining us right now is Vinny Serrato. What's going on, Vinny?
Not too much, Rob. You know, you're in Boston now?
Yeah, I'm in Boston.
North End, Rob. Awesome Italian food. That's the Italian section up there. You been there, Ed?
Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah.
I used to go to Boston a lot.
Yeah, it's the...
Not going to have time on this trip.
No?
Nah, I doubt that.
You're not going to eat?
I'm going to eat, but I'm not going to go to North End and do.
Try to cross from the stadium.
I understand that, Vinny, but I do this till 10 o'clock. I go back, I work out, I get my nap, I go to work at 2:30, 3 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Weekend series, yes. Weekday series, nah, I don't get out too much.
Yeah. Well, what time's the game, 6:30?
Yeah, but I got to be there like 2:30 or 3.
You can't eat after?
I got to get up at 4 a.m., Vinny. I get up at 4 a.m., Vinny. I'm not running the streets. I get up at 4 a.m.
Okay.
All right. Ravens preseason game number 2. What stood out for you?
The thing that stood out for me watching it, Dallas sucked. I mean, Dallas was horrible. I mean, that was embarrassing. I mean, because it was like, you know, they just took the ball, ran it down. And, you know, the score was like close. And it's like, it's not even a game.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's what it looked like to me, that the Cowboys were horrible. Okay. You know, that. So here's the thing about what always concerned me, when I was on Washington and we had some preseason, like if you get blown out, you got problems. You know, that like Buffalo lost last night 38-0.
Yeah.
Talks about your depth. You think the Ravens, Ed, and you've been out there, you think the Ravens could lose 38-0 to anybody in the preseason?
No. I don't,
they're too deep.
No. And that's what, to me, that's what it showed more than anything else, is how deep they are.
Yeah. No doubt about it. I mean, Cooper Rush looked good Saturday night.
He did.
You know, I mean, he was throwing in rhythm. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Even the plays that were the intercept, they weren't his fault. I thought Wester, other than catching punts, mm-hmm. Wester had a bad game. His route running was terrible.
Yeah.
You know, and that killed him on the interception and stuff. And he didn't play well at all. I didn't think running routes. Because he played small, which he's not a big guy.
No, he's not.
You know,
not.
He let corners. You know, because I saw Harbs one time. Well, they were grabbing him. Well, you know, it is. You got to push off. You
absolutely.
Know, you, yeah.
Because it's not going to happen. D Hop, I tell you that.
Right.
He's
no.
A big strong guy. You're not going to do that to
absolutely.
Him.
Absolutely. So I was disappointed in Wester.
You what know, do you think about the other?
Tez Walker.
Tez Walker's the one.
Tez Walker. Yeah. Tez Walker. He had 6 catches for 61 yards. He made some nice plays. You know, caught the ball in his hands and stuff. He's still, like, you know, when they isolate on his routes and stuff, like on his hook routes and some of those curl routes and stuff, he was getting a little too high in his cuts.
Mm-hmm.
And Bateman would never do that. Bateman would have had a lot more separation because on the one, you know, like he'd have been coming back to the ball and stuff. So Tez Walker's getting better because he's getting production and making mm-hmm. plays. So yeah, it was for him, that was good to happen in a game. I liked that. I thought the offensive line. I thought that Rosengarten played well, Falele played well, and I thought that Corey Bullock, he had another really good game. I thought the only one that really struggled with that starting group was mm-hmm. Noteboom. You know, at left yeah. tackle. Mm-hmm. He doesn't play strong.
And he's big.
Yeah, and he got pushed, you know, because he's the one that caused the pressure a couple times from the mm-hmm. left side.
But going back to what he just said real quick, Vinny, what yeah. Ed just said, why do big guys, it seems like the bigger guys, the ones who get pushed around are typically those guys.
Well.
It's not all the time, but just when it happens, it's typically the bigger guys.
Well, the big thing is, Rob, is like with the bigger guys is, you know, if you don't have initial punch to slow that guy down, you know, then and you got to be able to have power. Rob, it's all about lower body.
I was just going
to
say, as much as he teases you about having a big butt, you need it.
Yes.
That's where you get all your power and explosion from is your butt and your thighs.
Yeah, you got to be able to put your foot in. When yeah. that guy's pushing you, you got to be able to put that foot in the ground and anchor. And he can't. He gets too high.
Yeah.
You know, or if you get back on your heels, that a lot of that is like fundamental. Did you see the one? You know, the one that went viral 2 weeks ago about Falele? It happened to Cleveland. The exact same thing. He yeah. got knocked over, and he's 370 or yeah. whatever. Why? Because he was too high.
Too high. Yeah.
You know, or you get back on your heels. You know, that's a thing. It's a fundamental thing.
I still don't know why they have the bench press in the combine. It's so much more important to be yeah. powerful, lower body, be explosive. They should do power cleans or something.
The vertical jump is, yeah. you know, that kind of in the standing broad, you know, jump, mm-hmm. Rob.
How many broads?
You want 10 foot. Hey, so does she. Hey, Rob, now the other thing that, The thing that disappointed me a little bit was Adees Isaac dislocated his elbow.
Yeah.
So he's going to be out a while. It was on special teams. And I thought, you know, the kid was playing well. And then, like, when you watch Mike Green, he's always doing something positive. You know, like the one time he jumped inside the tight end or the tackle mm-hmm. and almost made the play 10 yards back in the backfield, yeah. you know, on the sweep play. You know, and he's coming around the end on the fourth down run. He stops that.
Yeah.
You know, whereas, I mean, because I went back and watched again. I watch every one of Ajabo's plays. I mean, do you ever see him pass rush, make a move? That is the only, he's belly to belly.
Yeah.
You know, whereas Mike Green is on the edge, dipping, ripping.
Low.
Yeah.
Low,
you know,
running
I mean,
around the tackle. Absolutely.
That's I don't, maybe, and I like Ajabo, but when I watch him, you know, I'm critical, but does anybody else see anything, you know?
Not really.
And then, like, another one, like Buchanan, the inside backers scare me a little bit too, Ed, in the run stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I thought Buchanan made a nice play on the bootleg where I think when he has to run and do those things, you know, in space, he's good. Now, when he has to play inside, both he and Simpson, they get knocked around.
Yeah.
You know, they can't get off of blocks and stuff. And that's the thing that concerns me. I don't know that either one of them is a great inside unless they're totally protected.
I thought Simpson would be a little better, honestly. I was kind of excited because he had speed. He played some safety in college. I thought he'd be better in pass coverage. But he's
instincts, man. Yeah. He just is like he's a step slow. And we talked about, I don't know if it was with you guys or on the show, but when you watch Roquan, he is there. And he's in the backfield or whatever. Mm-hmm. When you watch Simpson, you know, it's like, where's Simpson? And he's caught in traffic because he's a step late. And that's the thing that is concerning to me with them. Who's going to play, you know, on first down? I'm guessing it's going to be Simpson. But I don't know that he's there yet.
Vinny, is it safe to say that for the most part, all of the two deeps on this position have been settled, on this team have been settled?
Well, I Adisa Isaac, I'm guessing, Rob, there's no discussion now. Do we keep six or do we keep five? We trade Ajabo? Because he'll probably go on PUP, you know, and be out for 4 weeks, that type of thing. And then I guess the thing that Harbs brought up after the game was, you know, with Ali, do we keep five running backs now? And then...
Would you keep five? That's a lot of running backs.
Yeah, they like Ali. You know, the thing to me is, Rob, I'd have to count the numbers, you know, because I want to keep six D linemen because I like Peoples. I think Peoples, if he can be active, that dude, you know, he was in the backfield again the other night. I mean, he's a going Jesse, man. So if I could keep six there, and now I only got to keep five pass rushers, and... DBs, how many do I got to keep there? Is it 10? Is it 11?
I think you got to keep at least 11, Vinny.
I would think. And it seems like Lowry is kind of in and Bo Brady is kind of out.
Mm-hmm. You can't keep fewer than 11, 11 DBs nowadays, not in today's game.
Oh, I know. Because they're going to have, Rob, they may have seven.
Linebackers with them. Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to have seven on the field.
Yeah.
Seven of the 11 will be on the field.
You may see Roquan as the only inside linebacker.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
Most of the time. And you know what? If you're putting your best 11 on the field, that's what it should be.
Yeah.
And I think, you getting rid of me already, Rob?
No, I was going to ask you, it's almost time, but I was going to ask you, what do you expect to see in preseason game number three.
Saturday at noon, I expect, I don't even know if we'll see Falele, Rosengarten, and all those guys playing in this one. I think it'll be, like, when you watched that fourth quarter the other night, you're like watching us, like, damn, is there anybody that is going to be on the team? I think, and this is one, when you go down, like, before the game, like Harbs and Quinn, or what, it's like, hey, let's run the ball, and let's get out of here as quick as we can. You know, and let's not get anybody hurt. Mm-hmm. And then, you know what? Because then what? Cutdowns day, is it Sunday?
Is it Sunday?
Yes. No. Yeah. I think
it's right after the preseason.
The last game,
So, I mean.
Because they don't play preseason games on Sunday, do they?
This last Sunday?
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. I think they're – are they all on Saturday?
I don't. I
don't thought the last turn, ones were on Saturday.
I think the last there was one. I think a Sunday, like a primetime Sunday game. I thought, but I could be missed. No, it's not.
No. There's none on Sunday.
No.
Yeah, it's cut down.
Yeah, no Sunday. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. No games on Sunday.
Cut down day. Yeah. So that'll be kind of an interesting day, and I think that going in, unless like. They're going in. The Ravens are probably going into this game. They have their 53 pretty much done. And I don't even know if anybody could get hurt, you know, that maybe You know, I guess maybe if Tampa's playing and, you know, some of the DBs, right. You know, Sanusi, Kane, and those guys might be playing, or some of them going to have to play probably, you know, if some of those guys get hurt. But they're probably going in with a pretty good idea who the 53 is. And, yeah, and Harb said it the other day. Yeah. He says, we have more guys than could make our – there's more guys deserving of being on the 53 that can be on the 53. And I'll bet you there's been a ton of scouts at the Ravens preseason games. Because they got talent.
They got so much talent.
Yeah.
That's what I asked Ed earlier, the two running backs that carried the bulk of the carries, but they are auditioning for another team on Saturday. Well, and I think so. Yeah, somebody's going to pick him up.
Yeah, I mean, Ollie will probably get picked up, but it's the Ravens, you know, are the Ravens. Because here's the other thing, too, Rob, like with Brett Urban, vested veteran, all right? They can cut him and have, like, a deal in place for him, you know, where that can save them a roster, mm-hmm. roster spot at the 53. So they can kind of do some of those type things to get another spot. But, you know, when you look at the O-line, I just don't see. I see nine. You know, I see Bullock. I see Cleveland. Nope, boom. That's eight. And then Vincent is nine. Yeah, right. That's it. I don't see anybody else. Otherwise, they can all be on the practice squad, and I don't – you know, and I don't see why anybody would want to pick any of them up.
You can hear more of Vinny Serrato and Vinny and Haney show from 10 to 2. Thanks a lot, Vinny. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, Rob,
man.
Real quick, yes, man, sir. Since you were down there, that Basayo and Beavers, how did, like physically and stuff, how do they look?
Basayo is a man-child. He's huge, Vinny. You always heard how big he was, but it's even more impressive when you stand next to him. There were fans, but the crew that works with me in the camera well, mm-hmm. every time he walked by, they were commenting on how big he was.
Is he soft, Rob, or he's...
He's got to put on... He'll get in the weight room a little bit more on this level.
Isn't he like 6'4", 230 now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll get in the weight room. He'll tighten up a little bit more. He's not out of shape, but he looks like he needs to tighten up.
He got like baby fat?
Yeah, a little bit. Of course, Dillon Beavers is taller than I thought, to be honest with you.
Okay.
He's a little lankier, but he's strong. He's got lean muscle. So both of them, the thing I was impressed by both of them is their presence. They didn't appear as if the moment was too big for them.
Right.
That's what I loved about
That's
it.
That's good.
Yeah, good. Very good. Thanks a lot, man.
All righty. Enjoy All Boston. Right.
I will. Ben has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan. The worst out of all of this?
I'll tell you.
Go ahead. You tell him.
He turns him down.
No, that's not what made it worse.
Yes, it was.
Of course I turned him down. Is that the worst part?
The worst part. Just give me the key. I'll come back in the morning.
That's what he said. That's what he said. Right there. Give me the key, and I'll come back in the morning.
I was offered to go back to the Bronx and come back and get you.
Because they had the hotel right next to Smith and the Whiskey's, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right across from there, yeah.
Right there.
He says, give me the key, and I'll come back for you.
I would have uncuffed you and taken that ball gag out of your mouth, too.
They seemed to be in some freaky stuff, too, man.
I'm sure they were.
And that's the encore for the day, Ed Norris.
The encore every day brought to you by Lions Den. Pleasure, passion, romance, all that stuff. I have to check out the website this morning. Not kidding. A lot of good stuff on there. Check it out.
Now it's time for you to find out what we learned today. What you learned today, Ed?
I think Scottie Scheffler's pretty good at golf. We talked about him earlier, saying he's dominant like Tiger was. Yeah. Well, apparently other people agree. I was just seeing, I was looking on Barstool, title of this article, Scottie Scheffler is the most dominant athlete in the world. Right now, hard to argue. He is. I mean, just is. He was down like 4 shots to Bobby Mack. And he thought he had it, you know, sunk. I mean, he had it done, right? Bobby Mack drains a 40-footer, an 18, goes up four heading into Sunday. Yeah. Is it enough to hold him off? No, not even close.
Yeah.
Not even close. Scheffler is awesome. Unbelievably good right now. Oh, my goodness.
Fun to watch, man. Fun to watch. Yeah. He's becoming must-see TV. Today, what's your favorite wine, Ed?
Oh, like grape, you mean? Or brand?
Yeah, yeah. Like, not brand, but like
the grape. You know. Probably Barolo, Italian, the red.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, mine, you can celebrate it today, Pinot Noir. Today is Pinot Noir Day.
Yep.
Today is Pinot Noir Day. Today is also National Fajita Day. I like a fajita, not my favorite, but I like them. Today is also National Ice Cream Pie Day, which I do love. Combination of two things that I really love. I'm not a big dessert guy, but I love pie and I love ice cream.
Yeah.
You put them together, I'm good to go. Some birthdays in sports today. Former NFL running back Greg Pruitt turned 74. Remember him? Damn. Played for the Browns.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Former NBA player, this one is my damn. Kenny Skywalker turned 61 today? Gee whiz, man. Former NFL kicker Richie Cunningham, remember him?
Yeah, I can't forget that name.
Yeah, he turns 55 today. And former NFL tight end Jeremy Shockey turns 45 today. He's younger than I thought he would be.
He's a lot younger than I thought he'd be.
Yeah, really? Yeah. Steve Avery, former pitcher, lefty, and former NFL running back turned media guy Brian Mitchell both share a birthday today. Ben, who's older?
I'm going to go Brian Mitchell.
Going Brian Mitchell? Ed, who's older?
I think I'm going to go Mitchell as well.
You going Mitchell?
Yeah.
Steve Avery today turns 59. Brian Mitchell today turns 57.
Yeah.
And more important than all of that, today would have been the birthday of one of the people that I regret never seeing play baseball, Roberto Clemente.
Oh, yeah.
Would have been his birthday today. I never saw him play. He died a year after I was born. And one of the biggest, Jackie Robinson, Roberto Clemente, two of the biggest regrets I never saw play.
Clemente was, I got to see him as a little kid. He was unbelievable.
Yeah, that's what I hear. No one has ever had any critical words to say about that man's game, and definitely can't say anything critical about the
person. He literally could throw from right field to home plate without bouncing it. He was unbelievable.
No doubt. Hey, man, good day. Thanks to the people here in Boston, but we'll do it one more again tomorrow right here from Boston. Ed, thanks a lot, my man. Thank you very much, Ben. Ben will be with us all week. Vinny and Haney up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful. Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you very much, Charlie. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful day.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.